From the UGA Mentor Program, this is Real Talk. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk, an opportunity where you get to hear authentic conversations between UGA students and mentors. So today we have a special feature of a mentoring relationship who have been a part of the UGA Mentor Program. And we have Camila Duffrey. She's a UGA student and mentee in the UGA Mentor Program. She's currently studying mechanical engineering in the College of Engineering. And also today we have with us her mentor, Aaron Stafford. He graduated from the University of Georgia in 2019. He also studied mechanical engineering within the College of Engineering. Welcome, both of you. Thank you so much for being here today. Camila, will you mind sharing just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So like you said, I'm a mechanical engineering major. I'm actually now also a minor in communications. And right now I'm a website manager for a nonprofit called Protechos, and they rebuild roofs in Puerto Rico and also help people in the local areas be trained to rebuild roofs after natural disasters. So yeah, that's what I do.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Aaron, will you share a little bit?
So I'm currently in the working outside of school. Now I work for Mercedes-Benz USA here in Atlanta. So just the corporate office, which is, nice. And I do the mentor program on the side, clearly. So yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about yourselves. So Camila, what inspired you to join the UGA Mentor Program and become a mentee?
So what I really wanted out of the program is, you know, freshman year, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I know that I wanted to go into mechanical engineering because that's the stuff I wanted to learn about, but I didn't know what I wanted to do as a job with it. Since I didn't really have a feel of what any of these jobs were like, I thought that the UGA Mentor Program would be a really good way to see someone who has my degree and who is working and see what their job is like and what they're doing with their degree. Mm-hmm. And also just gain more insight into what different jobs are like.
Cool. So it sounded like it was an opportunity to kind of get to see what's behind the scenes, what kind of career paths potentially you could take within engineering.
Yeah.
Cool. And Aaron, what was your why for becoming a mentor in this program?
Well, hearing Camila speak now, I'm like, oh, this is perfect, because, and I think that's why we've had such a good mentor-mentee relationship, is because mechanical engineering is the broadest field of engineering offered at UGA, and it can be really difficult identifying what you want to do because there's just a lot of potential. It's definitely a good problem to have, but I know for me, I went into it thinking that this is something I want to do. I worked in the manufacturing environment, and I was like, maybe this isn't the way that I want to go. And I had heard just from personal connections that I made while I was on campus about people taking engineering backgrounds and moving them into the corporate life. And so I wanted to offer the mentorship program, whether or not to not try to convince people not to go working. Everything. But I know that that was like a big thing for me, is with all these opportunities and different directions you could go, what are some of the ones that are less talked about? Because our school does a very good job of putting us in contact with a lot of manufacturers, both aerospace, auto, you name it. UGA has got a partnership with them. But being able to take that degree and apply it more as a problem-solving degree was kind of how I ended up taking it. And so I want to help kind of just spread the knowledge and being like, hey, yes, you can do all these things, but don't limit yourself, because if that's not something you enjoy, it's not like, oh, I just wasted this time. It's let me reevaluate all this information I have now and see how I can apply it in different areas.
Yeah, cool. I love that. I love you thinking through like how you can help students, because there is so much to learn about your specific field. And so how do you hone in, and what do those experiences look like? Yep. A general question for you both. Why did you decide to pursue mechanical engineering at UGA?
Yes. I've always loved physics and have always been really curious just about how the world worked, how the things around me work. And, you know, my dad is a mechanical engineer, and growing up and watching him just be able to fix anything and solve any problem was just really cool. And I wanted to be able to do that myself. And so I decided that mechanical engineering would teach me all the things that I want to know about the world and about the products and machines around me.
Yeah, hers is much better than mine. I kind of, graduating high school, I always excelled in math and physics. So that was always kind of, and I found it very interesting as well. Just being able to put a number to things that are happening around me. It was always just interesting. So that curiosity led me to engineering, and then still not knowing what I wanted to do. I knew mechanical engineering was the broadest field. So that's why I ended up choosing it and ended up getting my degree. So it was, for me, it was kind of the opposite of being like, okay, like, these are the things that I want to do, and being like, more like, what are the things I don't want to do, which ties back into why I wanted to be a mentor.
Yeah, definitely. Camilla, did you feel like there were things you kind of knew you didn't want to do within this field? And did Aaron kind of help you to see that? Or were you more like, Aaron, this is what I want to do. How do I do that?
So I was really there, like, because I picked him specifically mainly because he had experience in manufacturing and in corporate. So I wanted to see like the separation between those two worlds. And, you know, manufacturing is always something I was a bit hesitant about as a woman. There's not a lot of women who work in manufacturing as engineers. But I was still considering it because, like I said, I do really like machines and how things work. I was a mechanic, a car mechanic for a year. So I had a lot of interest in that field. And I guess Aaron kind of led me to see, you know, how it really is and how the work environment is structured overall, at least at the company where he worked. And so with that kind of led me to see that, you know, maybe manufacturing wasn't what was right for me. And also kind of also like letting me know that, you know, like I have good communication skills and that can be really useful in the corporate world as well. And that maybe, you know, I would be better overall in a role that has me communicating more and problem solving real time more.
You brought up something interesting, and that's, you know, kind of learning how to navigate a space that's male dominated as a woman. Aaron, have you been able to provide any insight about that or advice to Camilla about how to navigate spaces that are male dominated?
Yeah, it is not easy. I mean, this is coming from a perspective of a male, and I don't know a guy who's, you know, women going into STEM programs and things like that. If any, like, we do need more people going into them. It's just be prepared was kind of my, I don't want to say warning, but just my notice to Camilla's, because a lot of people want there to be a little bit more equality and a little bit more understanding that women and men can accomplish the same things in the same space. The world as a whole is not necessarily on the same page about that, or at least in the South, it can be a little bit more traditional, to say the least. So that was kind of my word of caution to her, because I, just speaking from experience also with females that I was friends with in college, they would go work on job sites and everything. And it was just kind of like, it was a joke sometimes, but it's still just like, yeah, your coworker shouldn't be making like these comments, kind of just putting you down because of your, it's not fun. I know that over time it gets more and more, like the first few times it's like you can give it a pass, but it will eventually get on your nerves. I've worked with someone during my internship who left because of the environment. And so that was kind of just my word of caution to Camille. There are definitely people who can handle it, and all power to them. But I just am like, that's something just to be aware of going into the field. The world talks a big game, and I really think we've made a lot of progress, but not everyone is on the same page yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think with that, it really stems from the fact that a lot of these manufacturing environments in the South don't have diversity and inclusion departments yet. And they don't really have the infrastructure to recruit more diverse people and to make sure that they are treated well and by like a respectful standard. So I think that's something that hopefully we'll see changing, because you see a lot of other companies now starting diversity and inclusion plans and really making that a priority for them. And so I hope that the manufacturing environment soon follows.
Yeah. So what you've learned from Aaron, Camilla, has it changed how your outlook on mechanical engineering or the industry as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it definitely showed me what it was really like, especially in manufacturing, and then also what is like on the corporate side, and, you know, the kind of issues you run into, and how he, you know, has overcome those. And so I've definitely learned a lot. I definitely now have kind of a clear goal that I do want to go into a corporate environment. So with this mentorship is what helped me figure that out.
Cool. And Aaron, on the other side, how has serving as your mentee's mentor changed your view of the industry at large?
I think it's given me a lot of perspective. Just a lot of things that I do are kind of just personal things that I like to help out with, is because of my background in manufacturing and everything, there's a shortage of blue collar workers and things like that. And so talking with Camilla just also helps keep me in touch with, I know I'm only 25, but it's like, you know, that's a different generation now that's coming into the workforce. And as somebody who could potentially be a manager later on down the line, it's like, one, keeping that open connection with these people who are eventually going to be coworkers and my peers. But also, just trying to figure out like what initiatives we need, what steps we need to be taking today to be ready for the group of tomorrow. Because I think we see, at least in my personal experience, I've seen a lot of kind of generational differences that have caused some, a few rifts in the current corporate work environment. So I see that as like an issue that stems from not having a communication line and understanding where these people are coming from. So I think Camilla gives me a lot of, because I mean, she can help me just rein it in sometimes where it's like, hey, this is how I feel. Like, well, yeah, but I think you could also give this perspective. So I think both of us do a really good job of helping provide perspective to whichever part of our aspect of the mentorship we're discussing.
And I think what it's really helpful is usually our mentor meetings, we start, it's like, first we just like, our, how's your day? How's your week going? And then we're like, what's a challenge you faced, you know, like this week? And we kind of just talk about things we're struggling with and, you know, problems we've had to solve or we are solving. And we kind of just, you know, give each other advice about it and like our perspectives on it. And that's just like been really useful.
I've been in my career for about three years now. So I'm looking at either making some moves inside the company, maybe just doing some different types of work to help more round out my experience as a professional. But I'm going to be needing to do interviews for those. And by doing bi-weekly meetings where it's like, what's a challenge you face? I mean, we just run through common interview questions that would be asked for a job performance, but it not only takes the stress off of it because it's a week bi-weekly conversation we have, so it's fresh on our mind, but also sometimes you're like, oh, maybe I didn't have a complication that came up. And then it's like, well, actually, yeah, I did. And then that's another thing just to remember anytime you get a question in an environment where it's like, hey, where's some time you faced this and you had to overcome? Like, oh, that's perfect. I've already kind of run through this a few times with my mentors. So I already have a perfect story shaped in my head.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of interviews this semester and that has been very useful. I find myself not even needing to prep because I already know everything I'm going to say.
Because y'all have talked about it in your bi-weekly meetings. That's awesome. Camilla, what's been one professional or personal piece of advice that's really benefited you the most that Aaron has shared?
I think he kind of emphasizes patience around both like solving problems and also with both people and like work issues with projects and such. That has really been great for me, like especially when working in school projects, knowing that it takes time to find, you know, all the mistakes and to fix them and to turn it into the best thing it can be. So it really helps me, you know, not rush things and know that, you know, the time that it takes, all of the time is useful, even if you spend time making something that's wrong. So that has been really helpful.
I've learned 1,000 ways to do something wrong.
Camilla, just like what workplace preferences you might have and how Aaron's able to share about that.
I think it's really interesting getting his perspective on it and his reasons why he does prefer remote work. And we both have like a lot of hobbies and we actually have some hobbies in common. And so, you know, getting his perspective as someone who likes to spend time doing things other than work, me being that kind of person kind of shows like, hey, you know, maybe this is something that I would want to do so that I'd have, you know, that extra time getting ready or that extra time, you know, commuting, you know, to do other things.
Yeah. What are some of the hobbies y'all share?
We both play an instrument and compose music.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Which is fun because there's also a lot of like engineering and science behind music that I've been learning recently. I mean, Camille already knew it because she's smarter than me, but I've been able to say, isn't this really cool? And she's like, I knew it when I was 12, but yeah, that's really cool. So it's nice to be able to bounce off new ideas for me off her old ideas and just, you know, kind of just learn, like, talk about how this thing that we also have as a hobby can also relate back into our jobs and kind of mm-hmm. going to what she was for my things that I've said to her a few times, where it's like, even when you're not actively working on something, you can think actively, which is like, just like the other day I was commuting to work and I didn't have any music on and I was the car in front of me. I was like, oh, I wonder, like, how is all this stuff connected? And just trying to like think about my degree a little bit more at a high level where it's like, I'm not doing this math and stuff. I'm like, what makes sense? And that kind of goes back into the problem solving degree, which is how I have shifted my degree for as mechanical engineering to go into corporate life is more of like, yes, I'm not working on a system, like on a physical gear box or an engine or something like that, but the problem solving is problem solving. And I can use by that in many different ways. And I try to pass that on to Camilla as well.
Y'all could be our first mentoring pair to compose a piece of music together.
Well, we've actually wanted to do that, and I've actually just not been keeping up my end and giving him like a new like song that he could like add on to.
Yeah, we'll make a little theme song. We'll yeah, make it nice and fun.
That's so fun. What instruments do y'all play?
I play piano. I played piano for 12 years, and I play a little bit of guitar, but not really.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I've been playing guitar since I was about 14, and then I've been playing piano for about the last year or two. So I do a lot of like do some online stuff too, but for the most part, it's piano and guitar and guitar and piano.
Oh, that's so fun! I really love that, Aaron. I saw you did improv. You used to do improv.
Yeah, yes,
I did. We've talked a lot. He's talked to me so much about his improv. Yes, he's like, Camilla, you should do improv. It like helped me with pretty much everything.
It's the public speaking aspect. That's the that's the whole thing. Is I can get improv. You get in front of a crowd and you have no plans in your mind, but you still have to fill an hour at a time. So it's very helpful to be able to, I mean, Camilla's doing plenty already. I have that, absolutely. She's got internships and jobs and everything. It's she's getting the meeting the exposure elsewhere. But for people who are like, I can't get any of these things, it's like, I was in their same boat. I tried to do like work with professors and stuff. I kept getting denied, so I did improv and it ended up working out just as well. So
yeah, and actually I would say that Aaron's, you know, improv experience and how he says like public speaking has helped him so much. I think that definitely plays a hand into why I started minoring in communications now, because, you know, he showed me how useful that can be. And while I don't think improv is really like my move personally, I do think that that is a really useful skill that I want to have. And I'm in a public speaking class right now and I'm having so much fun with it. It's great. So I'm like, okay, well, I like these classes. So like, why not?
And engineers are notorious for being horrible speakers. So
that's true. So then people are like, oh, she minored in communication. She can communicate.
That's like, when I was interviewing for jobs after I graduated, that was a thing that I got complimented on a lot. Mm. But fortunately for UGA, they just were like, wow, UGA engineers can actually talk to people. So it ended up, that was always the running joke at the job fair. So I'm like, UGA people need to take advantage of the, just Athens is a great town. It's a great start town, in my opinion. Being able to go there for your undergrad is like a not too much, not too little, just the right amount. And then develop those relationships, figure out how to talk to people, hang out with people, things like that, and boom, move off on your life.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, and.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you both kind of get to vibe off of each other, not just like work-based stuff, but also some of these hobbies you have together.
It really helped our, I think, the mentor-mentee relationship.
Yeah, and I think that Aaron for sure is not just like my alumni professional mentor. I think at this point he's kind of like my like life mentor as well. Yeah. Which is really nice.
Oh,
break my heart.
I love that.
On this podcast.
Oh, so sweet. Actually, so that brings me to this one question for you, Aaron. What have you learned both about yourself and your mentee after going through this mentoring experience?
Ooh. I mean, there's a lot. Clearly, it's just coming up with one of the best ones. I mean, ultimately, I think just working with someone younger than me at this, like being the young guy in the office. When I started my job at 23, I was the next youngest person was about 27, 28. So I felt a little out of place. And moving forward, I know that that's something that I don't want to do. I mean, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, but like just having the connection to a younger generation and like the people who are immediately going, because as I progress through my job career, it's going to be the people from Camilla's generation that are going to be filling those roles below me, or people from my generation as well. But it'll be people fairly recent. And I want to make sure that I'm maintaining a good connection, not only with those people, but just like what I feel like Camilla's got a pretty good idea of what is fair. And just trying to also like keep me in check on what is necessarily fair that I'm asking from my constituents, like in work. Like if I'm complaining about something that happened, it's like, yes, but here's the other side of it. We can kind of like a nice little checks and balances.
What's been one of the most memorable parts of your mentorship so far?
You know, I think that the start was like very memorable for me, just because that's when we really like got to know each other and got to know like everything. Like I asked like every question under the sun about like Aaron's life. So it was really fun kind of like nitpicking all of his experiences. And I really love learning from other people. So it was great to like see where he went wrong and where I could go different and, you know, what he did right and what like I should do right as well. So yeah.
One of my most memorable moments, and it's just, it's so nice because this was another, I should have said this as my other comment, I just answered the question I realized, but it's honestly helped me strengthen my relationship at work with my coworkers as well, because I've actually put Camilla up with meeting some of my bosses so that she can kind of also interview these people who are a little bit further along in their careers and saying, hey, what decisions did you make when you were younger that you either would have done differently or like, why are you glad that you made those decisions? And sometimes I know that can be a little nerve wracking, kind of like, no offense, Camilla, but sticking your neck out and inviting like a meeting. It's like, not everyone I would do that for, because sometimes people just are unfortunately not good question askers. But Camilla is really good at asking questions. And every time I would leave them, like go talk to the coworker that I set up the interview for, they would be like, she was fantastic. We really like questions, like, it was very in-depth, like showed a lot of knowledge. So it's just really, it's nice whenever you do stick out your neck and take those risks and it actually pays off. And like I said, I've never had an issue with Camilla and I don't think I ever will.
Oh. Yeah. And with that, with all the meetings, you know, Aaron's put me in contact with so many great people. Like really great to have those connections. Like he brought me like a very diverse pool of people to pull experiences from, you know, women, people of color, people who have families, you know, like all of these different kinds of people, for me to see their experiences and how they got to working at Mercedes. That's been super valuable. I learned so much from that and also made so many good connections, from that as well. So that's been amazing, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you for being a good mentee. This is just going to be me and you hyping each other up.
Oh yeah, totally.
I love it. I think that I'm so glad you brought that up, Aaron, because we like to tell students that behind every mentor is a whole network of other individuals that they could potentially connect you to. And Aaron, you've obviously done that. And so that's really cool that you've been able to share your network with Camilla too.
Yeah. I think that's something a lot of people, like I said, I think it does make some people nervous. Cause I've hopped on some of the mentorship calls or with other mentors before. And I think that that's a little bit of the hesitation is that people sometimes tend to keep their cards close to their hands, but everything I'm talking about with Camilla, these are people that I work with who I'm talking about the same things. So to me, it's a, hey, share the wealth of knowledge. And I know that they're also all for, like I said, a lot of I was on an all female team at the time when we first started meeting. So I was like, here are all plenty of women to choose from to talk about, like not only being a woman in a workplace, but a woman in a corporate environment, how you went about your career going from here to a data analyst and things like that. So, it's been beneficial for both of us. And I encourage other mentors to do the same. It is definitely understand the hesitation, but at the same time, it's going to be a mutually beneficial activity.
Yeah. Camilla, do you feel like Aaron's been an ally for you?
Oh yeah, 1,000%. I feel like Aaron's just an ally in general for like everyone. He's just really great. And I think that's another reason why we connect so much as like mentor and mentees, because we share like very similar values about how we live our lives with like empathy and like kindness to others and respect to others, you know? So I feel like with that, like we just really, really, really vibe. And he's definitely been so great. Learning the experiences of all these different women in the workplace has been so helpful in like seeing what I should expect when I do go into the workplace, and also like some of the more difficult situations they've dealt with and how they like got through those. And that's like especially helpful because a lot of these situations, like you're on the spot. So kind of seeing how they react and what they wish they would have done different, I feel like kind of gives me a leg up if I'm ever put in those situations.
Erin, why should other UGA faculty, staff, or alumni join the UGA Mentor Program and serve as a mentor? And then Camila, why should other students join the UGA Mentor Program?
Yeah, for I mean, people outside of college, I think it's really important the connection. I mean, ultimately, especially for teachers and faculty, I think it's extremely valuable to have kind of your finger on the pulse and understanding what these kids are paying attention to. Because I mean, just in general, people's attention spans are dropping and dropping and dropping due to things like social media and everything, which is fine. This is the society we live in, but we can hate on it, or we can actually like take initiative and try to adapt to the situation that it's ha that's at hand. So I think there's a lot of valuable there, but also I think a mentorship, like, I mean, you kind of need some sort of mentor. I was fortunate enough to get mentors throughout my internship process, but that's not something available to every student, especially first year students. So by offering yourself as a mentor to these first year students, you can really help give them a solid foundation through which to build their not only educational expertise, but just their professional life moving forward as well. It can be really difficult, especially in a major is not only complex, but are as long and intensive as the mechanical engineering program, to kind of lose sight at the end of the tunnel where it's like, hey, this is what you have ahead of you. Here are tools to help prepare yourself for that life afterwards. You need to get started early because that's going to help give you that early launch pad. And I am here to offer you and help you answer questions so that you're not going at it alone. I think that responsibility doesn't fall solely on the faculty, but I think there are shortfalls between, like, some people get it from family, some people get, like I said, from internships and things like that. Not everybody has those opportunities. So if you have the time, give it back because it's only going to help progress everyone forward. It's a win-win situation. There is really no law. I mean, an hour of your time, but ultimately, what is an hour?
Great answer, Erin. So,
Yeah, follow that. No, I'm just kidding.
so for me, I think that every student honestly should be a part of the mentor program. It, even if you do know what you want to do, you can still go in and see if what you want to do is actually what you think it is. You know, things aren't always what they seem. And if you have no clue what to do, but you know what you want to study, it's a perfect opportunity to see what are people doing with my degree and what have they, like, how have they used it in their job as well. You know, see how much what you're learning and what you like now is going to be in the future. And I think it really helps just to get an outlook of how your future can be. You know, as students, we're really young and there's a lot of unknown, there's a lot of ways and paths that our life can go from here. So I think that seeing what it could be and what it is like from people who are there and who have been there really helps. Just imagine your life and plan the path that you want to take, and having it, you know, actually be the path you take, because usually sometimes you think it'll be one way and then you go and a lot of people realize, oh, the job is not what I thought it was, and now, you know, it's harder to take that step back and then try again rather than seeing what's like in the first place and then charting your path according to what you want most in the first place.
I've told Camilla plenty of horror stories about friends of mine not do any internships or anything, and then they're like, all of a sudden, wow, I didn't realize this was what post grad was going to be like. And it's like, not the filing way.
So I have just one small piece left for y'all today, and it's a speed answer round.
Okay.
So we're going to go back and forth between you two, and they're just about like one word, maybe a sentence long answer, but we're going to go through these pretty quickly. All right. So Aaron, you're up first and then Camilla. Okay. First impression when you met your mentee.
Quiet.
Okay. Camilla, first impression when you met your mentor.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. Okay. All right, Camilla, you're next. The moment when you felt connected to your mentor.
When he played me something on bass guitar.
Aaron, the moment you felt connected to your mentee.
The first week. She was asking questions about my job already, and I was like, this is where we need to be. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Aaron, you're starting us off. One topic you didn't think you would discuss with your mentee.
Music.
Okay.
Yeah, music, Camilla, as well.
Music as well. Okay. Last one. We'll start with you, Camilla. One word to describe your mentoring relationship.
Like a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron.
I would say study. I think it's because it's been 2 years now. So we've been doing the mentorship for a while.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even know that. 2 years. Wow.
Yeah.
I think
we went off the program ended and we wanted to stay. This is a good mentor-mentee relationship that we have. So we kept.
I think that's such a good thing to highlight too, is that students, you know, may see this as like, oh, this is an extra time commitment. But the thing is, like, you can develop really awesome friendships, mentorships out of this program and continue to connect with your mentor beyond the 16 weeks.
And, you know, it really isn't a lot of work to do this, truly. When I was doing it for semester, I was swamped with classes. I was taking like 15, 18 credit hours, and it was like quite a bit for me. And I still, like, you know, take like 10, 15 minutes, you know, Google some inspiration for some questions, you know, kind of edit them a little bit, make them, send them, show up at meeting 1 hour, discuss, just talk. Like, it really is not a big time commitment or a lot of work in general, but it is so, so beneficial. It's like the cost versus the benefit is like so much more benefit.
Yeah. And we do weekly one-on-ones at my work, me and my boss. And I think that those things are really valuable too. And that's what I've tried to express to Camilla. I know that we might not have things to talk about every single day, but like, not trying to like, be like, yeah, I'm the mentor, you're the mentee, but like, you're going to have to do that for a boss at some point where they don't do, the work is on you to come for, like, have the meeting and come organized to the meeting with your questions for that person. So it's kind of like a mix of, yes, this is a fun thing we get to do, and you can help prepare yourself for whenever you're, because I have a feeling, Camilla, I'd be willing to bet that the first boss you have a one-on-one with and you come prepared with stuff, they're going to be a little shocked.
Yeah, I guess it also is really helpful in helping you learn how to ask questions really well. That's a skill that I've gained through this, because I've had to write Aaron so many questions. I mean, 2 years of bi-weekly questions.
2 years of bi-weekly questions.
And I would ask like 5 to 10 questions.
Wow.
So, you know, or every other week. So, you know, you get really good. It's also great for that. Like, you get really good at how to say the best question. Also, like, I've learned, like, you know, once you get to know someone's personality, you know, what kind of question do you think they'll answer best, or how can you word a question so that they'll answer it in the best way and they'll think about it in the best and easiest way for them. So that's also a skill I've learned from doing this. That's been really useful.
That's really cool. Wow. I would love to see that list of two years of questions.
There's probably some repeats in there, if we're being honest.
A lot of repeating ones. How was your week?
And like, what challenged you? Like, did anything challenge you this week? Yeah.
I like that question. That's a good one. We should add that into one of our resources. Say, like,
you should. I think maybe a part of it. I don't know. I know I like dug through all the resources. Those are like really helpful for anyone starting off. Like, it makes it so easy to just start.
Talking about starting off too, I would say also, like, another thing Camilla did really well was her application, like, fully filled out, and it was that's been a frustration as a mentor getting applications that, like, I know that they provide a very good kind of structure for them to fill in, and when people just don't even take the time to fill in the entire thing that they've been provided, it's a little frustrating. So that's another thing that Camilla did a really good job was, is she took advantage of the resources. They're there. Use them.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad y'all touched on that. We do encourage both mentors and mentees to fill out as much as they can about themselves so that you both have an equal opportunity to kind of get to know each other a little bit before you match. But it was such a pleasure getting to learn and hear about your story. So thank you so much, Camilla and Aaron, for being here today. Hopefully your story has inspired other potential mentors and students to join the UGA Mentor Program. So for our students out there, you could connect with a mentor just like Aaron here, who would give you really good quality advice. And for our alumni, faculty, and staff, you can definitely give back to students like Camilla, who are really eager to learn from you. So thank you again so much for being here today.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Bye now. Have a good afternoon.
Real talk for real dogs.